God says, man has despised you on earth. In the very earth where you were despised, I will establish you, I will inaugurate you in power and glory for 1,000 years. And dare anything lift up its ugly heel against him and against his authority, he will subjugate it. That is his purpose for 1,000 years, to subjugate everything, so that we read in Philippians that every knee is going to bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And when he's finished, he's going to wrap up the kingdom finally and hand it back to God the Father, so that God might be all and in all. He's going to finalize everything here, put things right. He's going to put the books, as it were, that have been in the red because of man's sinfulness and man's rebellion to God. He's going to put things in order, and he's going to hand the kingdom as complete to God. What a resolve for God. What a resolve for the Lord Jesus. And then it says, he himself now, as Son of Man, takes a subjected place to God the Father, that God might be all and in all. So then I want to tie in Revelation. So if that's what's going to happen, what is the eternal scene like from Revelation? Here we read it. It says, God himself is going to tabernacle with men. Wow. God is going to tabernacle with men. God is going to find an eternal state, a condition of things. He's going to bring in a condition of things that will be absolutely suited to himself. What a scene. What a scene of glory. Where sin no more will ever be able to enter. It will be no longer in existence. Nothing of an abnormal character will enter the eternal scenes of God. And God will rest eternally in the blessedness of everything that represents himself. What a scene of glory. The human mind and heart cannot conceive. Because all that you and I know is what? Death, tears, grief, cry, distress. That's what we know. This is a whole picture of the present scene in which we live. All of the abnormalities of life are sort of capsuled in this expression. Every tear, death, grief, cry, and distress. You wonder why the Lord Jesus, at the grave of Lazarus, the shortest verse in Scripture, Jesus wept. You wonder why? The enormity of the effects of sin. He grappled with it at the grave of Lazarus and was overcome with grief. It says he wept. It didn't say he cried. It didn't say he dropped a tear or two. It said he wept. The intensity of that moment at the grave of Lazarus, even though he knew he was going to go into death to annul its power, and even though he knew that there was going to be an eternal state where death would be completely wiped out, he knew that.
But he felt it very keenly, the tremendous effects of death. And so he wept. But in the eternal state, God is tabernacling with men in conditions of suitability to himself. What a scene of glory. Beloved, are we waiting for it? We felt today as though we were in an atmosphere of elevation. I think of the elevation that Mary enjoyed after she heard the news from the angel Gabriel. It said she wended her way to Elizabeth in the hill country. And at your leisure, read that. It is one of the most precious portions of scripture, the communication that transpired between Mary and Elizabeth. It's an elevated atmosphere. It's the hill country. It's above the valley. It's elevated to the point where she was in the very presence of God. I think we had that today, beloved. Elevated into the very presence of divine persons in relation to the things that have been opened up to us. That's the impress. It's what will we do with it? What will we do with it? May the Lord encourage our hearts that in the matter of what is eternal, God is going to be all and in all. What a scene of glory. God all and in all. And everything, dear beloved, that you will know of God the Father, everything that you will know of God the Son, everything you'll know of God the Spirit will be known in a blessed man who will never change his manhood conditions. He's taken it with him into glory, and it will be there for all eternity. And the song of praise, which has now begun, will climax there. May our hearts be encouraged as we think of the fact of all things being made new, a new heaven, a new earth, in which righteousness will dwell eternally, for his name's sake. Amen.